You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I want to read something. You guys know I don't like reading on the radio, but this was sent to me, and I think it's a perfect way to kick off today's Radiothon before we bring on our very first guest. This was the letter that was sent to the entire Cubs organization letting them know that Ryan Sandberg had passed away. This evening, Ryan Sandberg joined Ernie, Ronnie, and Harry in the eternal game upstairs after a courageous battle with prostate cancer. The greatest second baseman to ever wear a Cubs uniform, Ryan Sandberg quite literally has a house full of hardware. 9 gold gloves, 7 silver sluggers, 10 All-Star games, an NL MVP, NL home run leader, Hall of Fame, and other trophies galore. His status as one of the best to ever play the game will be recited often in the days ahead. Cooperstown, the Cubs Hall of Fame, and his statue in Gallagher Way chronicle stat lines that are simply incomprehensible in today's game. But there's a lesser-known stat seen by those who called Rhino a friend. The man was better than the player. His Hall of Fame induction speech centered on his respect for the game, his teammates, and the Chicago Cubs. As a player, coach, and alumni ambassador, Ryan Sandberg led with integrity, character, and an unbending commitment to do things the right way. Many other words will be used in the coming days. Competitive, dedicated, hardworking, stubborn, tenacious, driven, handsome, honest, loving, and kind. Sure, all of these attributes applied to his life as a player, but more importantly, they applied to his life as the beloved husband to Margaret, father to Justin, Lindsay, Brittany, Adrienne, and Steven, and grandfather to 11 beauties. As he shared with everyone present on his statue day, he wanted to be remembered most for his love of family and friends, and then for his role as a baseball player. Ryan was not a big talker, but when he spoke, the room listened. And always, 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 there was a twinkle in his eye. Ryan talking hitting with Billy Williams, a twinkle. Ryan reliving a Sutcliffe story, a twinkle. Ryan sharing a trade secret with a young Cub, a twinkle. Last Saturday, I saw Ryan for the last time in a visit that will stay with me forever. Facing his last at-bat, he showed unfathomable courage. In his presence, I have often been awestruck, but the reservoir of courage to lean into his final days, to embrace the last moments of life, his family and friends, and to say goodbye, still with that twinkle in his eye, it reminded me that heroes transcend the understanding of we mortals. And it is with that and those words of the president of business for the Chicago Cubs that we welcome on Crane Kenny to the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Crane, those words are beautiful, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Well, welcome back, Danny. Hello to the rest of the Layla and Layla Rahimi team. Hearing those words, honestly, it's been tough. But the one thing that's kept us all going this week is this Radiothon and Cubs for a Cure. You know, in some ways, like, the coincidence that we scheduled the Cubs for a Cure day of August 2nd, you know, months and months ago. I think we picked the day in January, and to lose Rhino this week, you know, in some ways this Radiothon and the event on Saturday has kept us all moving. So thank you to all of you for coming back, Danny, and let's go do some really, really good things here in the next 24 hours.
We're going to do big things, Crane. What can you tell us about your last visit with Ryan?
Oh boy. You know, just hard. You know, Margaret has been such an incredible, strong presence. You know, the wives of superstar players, the wives of heroes have to give their spouse away so many days of the season where they're just simply not home. And then for the megastars like Rhino, they give their spouse away really for the rest of their lives to the fan base and to the things they have to go do. And even in Ryan's, you know, final days, Margaret, you know, said, hey, she called and said, hey, Crane, you need to come see him.
It's going to be we're going to do this in his honor, People are going to donate, you know, donate $23 right now for Rhino, Cubs fans. Text CURE 25 to 41444. Cubs Charities will match it. CubsForACure.com. I think we got a shot at 2,300 different donations. Maybe someone will drop in 2,300. Maybe someone will drop in 23,000. It's going to be an amazing thing. Crane, what can you tell people about, we know you guys are wearing the patch, but Saturday and the Cubs for a Cure Day, what's that going to be like at Wrigley?
Let me see if I can get through this because I think it's really worth.
I'm sorry. I thought I didn't think you wanted to share anymore. I apologize. Go ahead.
No. I just need to get my life together here.
You're fine, man. Take all the time you need.
No. So just as a reminder about how strong this guy was. We all know like what he did on the field, right? The All-Star games. I mean, for a decade, he was the best offensive and defensive player at his position. You know, we think about the Gold Gloves. We celebrate Ian Happ and we celebrate our players who win Gold Gloves. But for a decade, for this guy to consistently be unanimously the very best defensive player and the very best offensive player at his position, like we could go on and on. It's easy to just say it. He was the best second baseman in our history. What you don't see is like, and you obviously saw the courage and strength, obviously, to play the game at that level. But my final meeting with Rhino, like I came up and he was sitting on the couch and really couldn't get up to say hello. But you know, I sat next to him. We typical Rhino. We talked baseball. We talked about the current team, and you know, I led him back into his career. We talked about his struggles. I can't remember which player we were talking about on our team that was struggling a little bit. It might have been Ian. You know, struggling a little bit, and he went back into his reservoir of stories. Like, yeah, he remembered when he was struggling and talking about putting a note card next to his bed that said three line drives tomorrow. Like, he was so singularly focused on his craft. And he had tons of these stories of like how dedicated he was day and night, home and away, to thinking about his craft. So we talked about baseball. We talked about life. We talked about what was happening at Wrigley. And then, you know, I could see him after about 30 minutes starting to fade. And I said, hey, Rhino, listen, I'm going to run. And he said, no, I got to get up. And so he, with Margaret's help and with his cane, he stood up and he made himself as tall as he could be. And he said, hug me. And I did. And he said, I love you. And I said, you know, I love you, too. And I said, I'll see you again. I'm going to come back and see you again. And he just looked with a twinkle in his eye and he said, it's okay. And it was his way of saying goodbye. And just the courage, you know, to say, no, thinking about me, like, go ahead, move on. It's okay. I'll never forget it, you know. And all the stuff he did on the field, some people know this, but what he did for us off the field, because people forget, like 1984, Wrigley Field wasn't what it is today, and the Cubs organization wasn't what it is today. But Rhino and the 84 team and Harry Carey and WGN Superstation made Wrigley Field into the place to be. The upper deck used to be closed on the weekends, and now, as you know, we're full every day. And that happened because of that player and the people around him. And the circumstances. And so today, this organization benefits from Ryan Sandberg. You know, 40 years later, we are benefiting from Ryan Sandberg being on this earth and doing what he did. And that'll probably continue for generations. So that's not lost on anyone.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That's beautiful, and thank you for sharing. And I think it's been really telling how much he seemed to mean to the current team. Like, all of those testaments and all those testimonials that those guys had, like his love of being a Cub and Cubs fans and the current team, it was inspiring to watch from close and afar, Crane.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. Like Ernie and Ronnie were also those kind of players. And the most fun that we have is spring training because, one, the players have time on their hands. Our alumni come back. You know, you still see it now with Sut and others. And Billy Williams still coming back. And, you know, I'm just a voyeur. I'm just a fly on the wall to hear the conversations on the game, on how to play the game. And to see Ernie and Ronnie and Rhino share their trade secrets, like pulling a second baseman aside and saying, hey, think about this. And then you could see or pulling a bat out of the rack and you know, demonstrating something, you know, doing dry swings and showing and the rapt attention these guys get as legends from superstar players of today, from the Kyle Tuckers of today, where you can see they are in awe of the presence of these players. That's a really fun thing. And as always with Rhino, giving back, like even during COVID when we were, you know, we didn't always see eye to eye on things. And during COVID, Rhino said, hey, I'm going, you know, spring training of 21. He said, I'm going to Arizona. I said, Rhino, it's not safe. Like, people aren't doing this. Like, everybody's going to be in masks. It's going to be, everybody's going to be quarantined. It's crazy. He goes, no, I need to go. I mean, and I'm like, Rhino, it's just not safe. He's like, no, I need to go. And so that was like, he wasn't done giving back, you know, 40 years after he stopped playing. And that's just who he was. You know, he's just one of those legends.
We are talking to Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Visit CubsForACure.com to donate or text CURE, C-U-R-E, 25 to 41444. And Cubs Fan Services are standing by 773-388-8270. Crane, thank you so much for doing this with us. I know it's a hard time. And of course, the first thing a lot of us thought about were the moments that we shared with Rhino a year ago at this Radiothon. And how, even at that time, you speak about him being a teammate. And what was he doing? Giving everybody else credit, all the fans who gave him positive notes and positive messages of affirmation and support, people like you, people like us, saying that we all helped him get through his hardest times. Like, that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned from him is when he probably needed the most, he was still empowering everyone else.
Yeah, well said. Well said. And Danny, you asked the question, how are we going to celebrate Ryan's life? So some of the things we're doing is, you know, we've started wearing a patch on our jersey. That's sort of the standard thing. Tomorrow we'll have stencils on the field, his 23 number on the doors. But we really are reserving the big moment for our Cure Day. And, you know, again, the things lined up this way. So on Saturday, we'll wear – it's funny. We actually talked about this when I was visiting up at his house last week. We were talking about jerseys, and, you know, when we designed his statue, you know, thank God we got that done last year, we asked him what jersey he wanted to wear, and he always said the blue pullover. His favorite jersey was the blue pullover. And again, back to Layla's point, he said, I love the jerseys with no names on the back. And his view was always, you know, you play for the name on the front of the uniform, not the name on the back. You know, he was such a team guy, which if anybody hasn't listened to his Cooperstown speech in a while, you know, go back and listen to that. It's just such a reminder of the way he played the game. So for his, as a tribute to Ryan on Saturday, we're going to wear the blue jerseys. We don't have pullovers anymore, so they do have buttons on them, but no names on the back. Every player will wear number 23. And then we'll auction those jerseys off to raise money for cancer research as part of the Cubs for Cure. So we'll have the placard moment. We'll have some of our largest donors on the field with our players. Video tributes to Rhino. So the whole day will be Rhino's day on Saturday. But I think pretty cool going back to the blue jerseys with no names on the back as a way of reminding folks of the things that meant the most to him, which was the Cubs organization and playing for those great fans.
That's beautiful. It's going to be an honor to be there. I will see you on Saturday before the game. We have one of those blue pullovers hanging in the studio right now that people can see on our Twitch and YouTube. And, of course, we're simulcast on the Marquee Network right now for the majority of this radiothon. We just got a $2,300 donation from an anonymous group of Cubs fans, Crane. So we're going to put a big number on the board over these next 23 now plus hours in honor of Rhino. So thank you very much for the story of your last visit. and the opportunity to partner with you. When you told me at Wrigley, how about your radiothon in my ballpark? I'll remember that moment for the rest of my life because you helped me honor my brother. So thank you very much. And it's an honor to do this, and I'll see you on Saturday.
One last thing to wrap this up,
sure.
And I think it's important given the relationship with your station group. You know, Lynn Bramer really kicked this off, and I think for those sports fans who are also XRT fans, you know, Lynn was this amazing guy, you know, a little bit like Rhino, you know, a one-name guy. You know, you don't have to say Ryan Sandberg. You say Rhino and everybody knows, and Lynn was the same way. Huge Cub fan, you know, a music fan, and so when we lost Lynn 3 years ago, you know, a group of us were sitting around and said, hey, we have to celebrate this great Cub fan. And so we had Lynn's Binge, which was, you know, really a celebration of Lynn's life in Gallagher Way. And every musician, every chef, every bar owner, every sports nut came and we just celebrated Lynn's life. And the next year, you and I were sitting together and we had the idea of, hey, why don't we try and do something to help cure this thing? So thank you, Danny. I am sorry again for your loss of your brother, Brad. You know, heart goes out to you and your family. I've gotten to know your mother well. She still emails me regularly.
Of course she does.
And we talk about your career and taking you to New York and about your brother. And so let's do some great things here the next 24 hours. And to everybody listening, please support us. You know, go to CubsForCure.com. It's 100% of the dollars will go to cancer research. We did an amazing job last year. You know, your listeners, our fans got together north of $1 million. We're already north of $1 million here at the Cubs on our portion of it through some great support. American Airlines stepping up huge. A new partner of ours, AbbVie, donating $250,000 to kick this thing off. Cologuard coming back for another year, the great colon cancer detection company. Obviously, Odyssey. Just so many of our people have gotten involved, and this was all done before, you know, we lost Rhino. So I think that'll even be bigger. And so, again, thank you to Danny. Thank you for all of Mitch Rosen and all your folks at Odyssey. I'll sign off by just saying God bless to everybody who is fighting this disease today. And let's go do some good.
Thank you very much. That is the president of business for the Chicago Cubs, Crane Kenny. And you heard it. We've got some amazing donation incentives right now. Let's move some that'll be easy to move. Next person who donates $200, call 773-388-8270. We got a signed Ryan Dempster baseball for you, CubsForACure.com. The Matthew Boyd, we got a glove from Matthew Boyd, which is very cool, and it's signed, and it's awesome. It's an A2000. You got to call in for that one because we just got one of them, 773-388-8270. That's an $800 donation, a custom signed blue A2000 glove of Matthew Boyd, 773-388-8270. You want to, the Cubs are hot. You want to go to the Pirates series? How about this? Two tickets, section 13, row 9, awesome seats, every game of the series. $2,000 donation. Again, these are tax-deductible donations that are being doubled thanks to Cubs Charities. So Pirates here, that's August 15th to the 17th, Section 13, Row 9. We got that right now for you at 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. Our first patient will be coming in studio in just a little bit, but we thought it was appropriate. Chris Tannehill put together a audio obit on the life and the legacy of the great Ryan Sandberg.
You know, I was thinking about this, watching the game last night and Friday. I mean, this atmosphere is so incredible right now. You look out on all these people and all this excitement, and I think the 84 Cubs and Ryan Sandberg started all of it.
Less than 2 minutes crowd. Might as well join them.
The Sandberg game, that day, on June 23rd, 1984.
In a left center field and deep, this is a tie ball game.
The game of his life was happening on the game of the week, and it actually changed his life and his career.
He hits it to deep left center. Look out. Do you believe it?
Sandberg might be out of here.
Hey, hey, hey.
He did it again. Hey. He did it again.
Oh.
The game is tied. The game is tied. Holy cow.
not only can I not remember the last time I broadcast a game this good, I can't remember the last time I've seen a game this enjoyable, this entertaining.
The Cubs and the Tigers!
Yeah, he was a superhero. I can't imagine a person handling their fame better, their responsibility, you know, for a city better than he did.
Batting second and playing second base, making his fifth consecutive All-Star start. The National League top vote getter from the Chicago Cubs, Ryne Sandberg.
Ryne Sandberg, who received the biggest ovation of the evening. Boy, they love him here in Chicago.
Well, Harry, it is Ryne Sandberg Day. They're honoring perhaps one of the greatest second basemen in baseball history, and an overflow crowd here to bid him adieu.
You know all of his accomplishments, 9 gold gloves and 10 all-stars and more homers than any second baseman ever, the best fielding percentage of any second baseman who ever lived. He is simply one of the all-time greats in Chicago Cubs history.
He was a gentleman both on and off the field, still a teammate.
Everybody on their feet, look at that. His players are all there also, his teammates. We'll never forget you, Rhino, the sign says. Boy, oh boy. Does that tell you a story about the man's popularity?
I think all of us owe him a debt of gratitude for creating this and creating all those memories. And we all love you, Rhino, from the whole fan base. You know, thank you for everything.
I don't have the words to describe Cub fans. You picked me up when I was down. You lifted me to heights that I didn't know I could reach. I feel like every Cub fan in the world is here with me today. And by the way, for what it's worth, Ron Santo just gained one more vote from the Veterans Committee. I love you too.
Text CURE25 to 41444. What a way to start the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We're on for the next 24 hours with an unbelievable patient story next. More donation incentives. CubsForACure.com. The Radiothon rolls on after this.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.